Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Kicking It With The Colonels podcast. Wes and KJ here with you, presented by UK Sports Medicine. We're glad to be back with you. KJ, I have a bone to pick with you already.
What's happening?
So you come back from Texas, you bring all this cold, snow, weather, ice, all that with you.
I didn't bring
that. That's not right.
In Texas, it was like 90 degrees on Christmas. That did not
all I'm saying. All I'm saying is you come back for this new semester and we get hit with this storm.
But what a coincidence. It's not me.
All right. Well, we're going to talk EKU sports. There's a lot happening around campus here as we begin this in month of February already. We're already into February here in 2026. We're going to talk some happenings around campus as well. Let's start with women's basketball. They are 19-4 at the time we're filming this episode, 10-0 in conference. They just continue to keep on rolling.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's the team of the school right now. They have a 12-game win streak. It's really exciting to see. Nobody was kind of expecting it after the year they had last year. It wasn't a bad year, but, you know, it wasn't a year that you expected them to come out so dominant as they have this season. Especially with all of the new faces that are on the team this year.
Yeah, 12-game winning streak right now, EKU. That is the second longest in school history.
Yeah.
Anytime you can rewrite the record book, that's either going to be one or way or another. It's either going to be really good or really bad.
Yeah,
so far, it's really good.
I'm hoping we're not jinxing it.
Yeah. No, I think that when you look at this team, I mean, they're just built differently.
Yeah.
And they have that. They like I like to call it that it factor. They don't go under when things go bad their way. They stay calm, cool, and collected. We're going to talk with Altea Carr Angeles here in just a little bit and have a conversation with her. Mm-hmm. Now that you're going to hear that, but they just are so level headed all the time.
Yeah, absolutely, and you can tell that everybody's bought into that kind of culture. It's not just a one person thing. It's not a one man show. It's everybody working together. Mm-hmm.
They will take on Lipscomb and Austin Peay this week. They will be at Lipscomb before returning back here to Baptist Health Arena against Austin Peay on Saturday. And then we're just going to flip the script here over to track and field, man. They just continue to keep on doing what they do best.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, EKU is known for being a track and field school, and they continue to prove every time we have this podcast why. Nothing but good things to say. First, we have Bradley Giblin, who becomes the third colonel all time to run a sub-4-minute mile. I remember, I think it was last semester or last year that we were talking about the sub-4-minute miles and how I thought I could do it, but I was
How did that go again? Not well?
I barely got sub-10, if we're going to be honest. On top of that, we have Edna Chalule, who breaks the 3,000-meter school record with a time of 8 minutes, 52 seconds, and 79 milliseconds, I guess you would say.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, we have DeRoyce Flemings, who won ASUN Field Athlete of the Week, setting a program record in weight throw. And then on top of that, we have Matrine Serum, who was Freshman of the Week and took first in the women's mile as a freshman.
A lot of accolades. A lot of accolades to go over.
Yeah. And a lot of bullet points.
It's a lot. And we love it. We love it.
Yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely.
For sure. What else is happening? What else is around campus? I know tennis, men's tennis picked up a couple of wins as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Men's tennis got two straight wins yesterday against North Dakota and Bellarmine. And actually, Fernando Bulnes, I want to say is how you pronounce his name, was named ASUN Player of the Year after defeating the reigning Conference USA Player of the Year in a three-set comeback victory.
All right. We like those comeback victories.
Yeah,
like
absolutely. Those are the fun ones, especially against the Conference USA Player of the Year.
Yeah, absolutely. Go up a little bit. Yeah, no doubt. And also right on the edge is baseball and softball season. You got that coming up. What's going to be the biggest key for the softball team this year?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's no secret. We lost one of our best pitchers, so just making sure that our pitchers are coming back strong this year. We're going to have to pitch by a staff this year, so making sure everybody has each other's back, that our defense is on lock. That way we're protecting our pitchers and that our offense can, you know, give them a little cushion on the offensive side. So that'll be fun. We had a good preseason, so I'm excited to see what we can do this year, for sure.
And you won't say it, but I will. Preseason all-conference, KJ. Congratulations to you for that. I know you're more concerned about the end goals and the end season, those type of awards, those team awards.
Yeah.
I want to go back to the pitching staff there for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Could that be an advantage for this team to just have – and I know Matty Rutan carried so much of the load.
Yeah.
But could you take that as an advantage for this team?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, you know, teams were starting to catch up to Maddie last year for sure. So coming into this new year, you know, we have a couple of the same pitchers, but they haven't seen them nearly as much as they'd like to. So, and they haven't seen the new version of them. The after working off season, we also have a freshman that's coming in that has been looking good lately. So, you know, having all of these new faces that could possibly, you know, provide new looks to what these teams are used to when facing us is going to be key for sure. Just having that element of surprise, I guess you could say. So,
how has this weather impacted your all's practice times? And because I imagine you're doing everything indoors right now, and that has to be limited with just with the space you have.
Yeah. So I actually was talking to my roommate about this the other day, but a lot of the teams that we're going to be facing this weekend are either northern enough to where they have their own like indoor facilities that are like can fit a whole field, or they're southern enough to where they don't have to deal with any of the ice and snow. So we definitely have a disadvantage on that aspect, but right now we've just been splitting up, practicing infield and outfield, mainly defense, mainly fundamentals rather than, you know, team aspect of practice. So that could be a key factor going into this weekend, but I'm hoping that, you know, we put in a lot of work. I'm hoping that it comes out when we play.
No doubt it will. And baseball, too, they start here just in a little bit as well.
Yeah.
They actually have a home game scheduled. We'll see if it happens or not in February against Northern Kentucky. That, I believe that's on the 17th.
Yeah.
It's the first couple of games of the Jan Weisberg era. That's exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he seems confident in his team. You know, we were just talking about in women's basketball how they have a lot of new faces. They have no new faces in comparison to men's baseball. So it'll be exciting to see just how this new team kind of runs about. A lot of people I don't recognize. We'll see what they can do.
Yeah, maybe we'll recognize them here in a couple of months. They'll make their name known. How about that? That sounds like a plan. All right, well, one team that's already known on this EKU campus is EKU women's basketball. They are 19-4. 10-0 in conference in ASUN play. They will take on Lipscomb here this week before returning back here to Baptist Health Arena to take on old rivalry and old foe Austin Peay. We're going to have a conversation with Altea Cara Angeles, the EKU's starting point guard, and here is that conversation. Here with EKU women's basketball point guard Altea Cara Angeles. She's joining us here on the podcast this evening. And Tay, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
All right. KJ has got you a warm-up question, a little rapid fire, this or that. You ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Let's fire away, KJ.
This is our this or that section. It's sponsored by UK Sports Medicine. I'm just going to ask you 10 rapid-fire questions. You're going to answer to the best of your ability. Don't think. Just let it out. Okay. First question, dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Coffee or energy drink?
Coffee.
Stay up late or wake up early?
Stay up late.
Case or Stratton?
Stratton.
Layup or three-pointer?
Three-pointer.
Defense or offense?
Defense.
Bright shoes or team colors?
Bright shoes.
Pre-game music or silence?
Pre-game music.
Sleeves or sleeveless?
Ooh, sleeves.
Bun or ponytail?
Ooh, bun.
Okay.
All right, you're warmed up now. And this is coming from the girl that takes defense very seriously. She takes defense very seriously. One of the best charge takers in America. Well, okay, you're coming from Melbourne, Australia. Let's kind of start from the beginning here. You're originally from there. How much of the Australian Open did you watch?
Oh, I honestly watched a lot of it.
I know you.
Considering, and I had to stay up for a lot because I think most matches were starting at like 9:30 p.m. And then the next one was at like 3:30 a.m. So I was up. I was up watching a lot.
Do you have a favorite player?
I do. I was going for Djokovic this year, but then Carlos Alcaraz is also really good. So.
Did you play any other sports growing up?
No, just not basketball? Exactly. Like, not seriously. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, if it came through school, like, I just played it for fun, but nothing too seriously.
Just
like
recreational?
Basketball.
Yeah.
Was basketball always serious for you?
Yeah. Like, I mean, I played, because we obviously do it a bit differently than the U.S., where you guys obviously play your sports through school and everything, whereas we played it as like club and like our schooling and our sport had nothing to do with each other. So like I just focused mainly on basketball pretty much.
How did you take us through the story of moving from Australia to the United States? You went to a previous school before coming to EKU. What was that transition like for you, and how did you wind up here in the States?
I mean, honestly, coming out of high school, I didn't actually look to go to college in the mm-hmm. U.S., and it was kind of a last-minute decision, if I'm being completely honest. Mm-hmm. One of my old coaches had asked me, and he's like, are you sure, like, you don't want to go to college or anything? Mm-hmm. And honestly, I was just like, why, you know what, why not? Why don't I give it a go? Because if I don't like it, I can always come back home. Mm-hmm. So then I ended up at a junior college in Colorado, and I spent 2 years there. That's actually where I met Coach Chad Givney for the first time. He coached against me. And then after 2 years at JUCO, I transferred to Old Dominion University in Virginia. And then after that, that is when I guess Chad and I actually came full circle, and he recruited me here to EKU. And that's how I ended up here. So, yeah, that's a bit of my story.
What was the backup plan? Did you have a backup plan?
My backup plan? I was actually enrolled for like 2 weeks in university in Australia before deciding and deferring my course and coming here to the U.S. So that was my backup plan pretty much.
How did you transition to EKU? You know, you've been here 3 years. It feels like you've been here 10. And is Richmond a second home for you now?
Honestly, yes. Like, I've first coming to Eastern Kentucky, like, I was nervous. Mm-hmm. Like, I had a good experience at Old Dominion, but I just think the program wasn't fit for me personally. And so coming back to the U.S., I was kind of nervous to see, like, am I going to like this program or not? And just after meeting the coaches, meeting the people, like, I've loved it here. Like, my time at Richmond has been amazing, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. Like, I've met some of the best people here, and I absolutely love it here. So,
what have you learned about yourself through this whole college experience? Because usually college is where you find out a lot about yourself. What have you learned about Altea Car Angeles?
I mean, moving all the way across the world, like, I think I've definitely learned so much about who I am and what I like as an individual. Wow. What have I learned? I've definitely learned how to be more independent. Like, I think that just came with packing a suitcase and moving away from my family. Like, I'm such a family oriented person, but having to be away from home and figure things out, like, that mm-hmm. was a challenge. Like, just doing paperwork, doing things about my visa on my own, like, all of that was just a complete learning curve. But
so you mentioned a little bit about, you know, you being a family oriented person, and then you kind of mentioned, you know, you met all these people at EKU, and that's kind of what drew you here. Like, is that, like, did you find your family here? Like, did you find a second family at Richmond?
I did. I absolutely did. Like, the people I've met here in Richmond are so welcoming, and, like, that made me feel a lot more comfortable, especially knowing that my family is all the way across the world. Mm-hmm. But, like, even just seeing, like, so many people, like, yes, it hurts my heart a little to see all my other teammates with their families, but mm-hmm. it also warms my heart, like, seeing, like, so many people, like, they have so many people supporting them, mm-hmm. and, like, it just feels like they're my family as well, and, like, I honestly just feel the love from everyone in Richmond, like, whether my teammates' families, the coaches' families, all those fans, everyone that just comes to Richmond, like, I just feel the love, mm-hmm. and, like, it's honestly amazing.
Mm-hmm. How would you describe yourself as a younger kid growing up and coming into pre-teenage years? How would you describe yourself, and how have you changed?
Oh, honestly, I was actually kind of a quiet, really shy kid.
I could see that.
So, like, I especially, like, I grew up with two older brothers, and I honestly followed them around mm-hmm. and kind of copied mm-hmm. them and just did all of that. Like, all of my cousins that I grew up with, I was the youngest, so mm-hmm. I was definitely just more on the quiet, shy. And then, I mean, at home with my brothers, we just fought. Mm-hmm. They would, like, tease me, and we would fight. But then, like, now growing up, like, I've definitely hold my ground against them mm-hmm. now, and I know we still fight, honestly, mm-hmm. but, like, I have a lot closer bond to both of them mm-hmm. now, and, like, we're just, like, that's, yeah.
How many one-on-one games did you play? against the two of your brothers.
I can't even countless, count. There's countless memories. Like, even when I went back home, like, I was playing them as, again. So, like, this is just an ongoing count that's never ending. So,
did you ever beat them?
Yeah, who's the winner?
All the time.
All the time,
I think that's it's definitely me all the time.
So you mentioned being, you know, just the younger one in your family, whether that was your cousins or your siblings. How does that influence who you are on this team? Like, you know, you're kind of, you're the senior in the group now. You're the leader of the group. Like, how do those two coincide?
Well, I think being the youngest in the family, like, I had so many people to look up to. Mm-hmm. Like, I look up to both of my brothers dearly and a lot of my cousins. Like, they've all got very different personalities. So, like, there's something different to look in each and every single one of them. Mm-hmm. And I think I've taken that and, like, kind of brought it onto myself now being in, like, a role of seniority to mm-hmm. Try be able to see things from other people's perspectives mm-hmm. and, like, be able to get an understanding from everyone, like, obviously, everyone I come across has a different personality and different qualities, so I want to try and be able to understand where they're coming from mm-hmm. and hopefully, like, that correlates and helps us build our chemistry together.
Yeah.
You had the option this offseason to either step away from the game or come back to EKU. You chose to come back. Why?
Honestly, I have really enjoyed my time at Eastern Kentucky, and I know when they did ask me to come back, like, I was honestly surprised because I thought I was done, but then obviously that JUCO waiver mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. came through, so me deciding to come back, I thought it gave me more an opportunity to possibly look to play overseas after this, and then I also knew that I was preparing myself to play a different role in the mm-hmm. team that I have in the last 2 years. So I think I just wanted to see what else is there for me in the world of basketball and see what else can come from it.
That new role and that new leadership, was that a challenge you embraced?
Yeah, definitely, for sure. I think playing point guard isn't new to me. Like, honestly, before I came to the U.S., I was playing point guard my whole life. Like, I was never like the typical three-point threat I was the last 2 years, so it was just me coming back and relearning the ropes on being a point guard. And honestly, I'm like, I was just honestly just telling Coach Chad in the locker room that, like, I've kind of missed playing the point guard, and now that, like, I am this year, like, I've enjoyed it.
Full circle moment.
Yeah.
You had a pretty good point guard before you in Alice. How much did you learn from her and your other teammates that were here the previous 2 years?
I learned so much from them. Like, especially, like, Alice, obviously she has a European background. Mm-hmm. And then, like, the year before that, we had Ivy Turner that she played point for us as well. And that's, like, two different perspectives in terms of, like, Ivy grew up in a American background, whereas Alice U.S. and then me, Alice European and then me Australian. Like, that's three different styles of basketball. Mm-hmm. And, like, I think both of them brought two different styles that, like, Ivy was kind of like a silent leader and, like, she just, like, led by example. And then, like, Alice, like, everyone here in Richmond knows Alice Reganati. Like, you know how she plays, her playmaking skills and, like, her ability to score the ball as well. Like, I think that just made me want to, like she made me look up to her in that way. So
yeah, I feel like that kind of role is just important, like, to play. And it's, like, kind of cool to see because, you know, Alice being that person for you last year, and you never know, you might be that person for someone else this year. So kind of just seeing you step into that role is just an awesome thing to see, and obviously it's been working. 10-0.
Thank you.
There we go.
All right, this is not a loaded question, I promise, but describe playing for Coach Todd.
Coach Todd is he's one of a kind, that's for sure. I think he's definitely, like, your more mellow and chill coach on the side, but then he definitely has his moments where he gets mad. It's very few, but, like, I've seen him over the last 3 years, I mean, once or twice, where he's definitely, you know, ripped into us. But, like, I enjoy playing with under him. Like, he's very knowledgeable about the sport, and, like, I think has a lot of information to give us, and he's like, he wants us to win. He wants just what's best for us, and like, I really enjoy playing for him.
This season so far, 10-0 just in conference, it's off to a terrific start. What would you say is different from this team that you're on now from the two that you've been on previously at EKU?
I think the fact that 1 through 5, like we, everyone who's whether from the bench, the starters, like anyone who comes on the court, like we're all like 3-level threats. Like everyone can shoot the layup, shoot the pull up, and everyone can shoot the three from 1 through 12 on our team. Like that's everyone is a threat, and I think we also take pride, a lot of pride in our defense, and like we work together in terms of being in the gaps, being active, and I think just like staying calm, and like that's what this year's team I think is a bit different to the team the last 2 years. Like a lot of us are very like balanced and like calm, level-headed, so there's not many of us like, you know, that get frustrated really easily, so I think that's really helps. Plus you have like a lot of us teammates who obviously want to keep us together and everything, so.
And I know you in particular take a lot of pride in your defense too as well, and I think you're talking about that leadership role, it just trickles over to some of your other teammates. And what is it about this defense that just allows you all to be so active and really, I mean, just for lack of a better word, just a pest?
I mean, I think, like I said, like, because we're all through 1 through 5, we're all versatile. Like, we can switch most matchups. Like, I think maybe Kenley and I would probably just have maybe some mismatches, but, like, we're down there, we're fighting. And, like, you have that the fact that, like, everyone else can also guard. Like, our post players can guard a guard out on the perimeter. And, like, we have that trust in them, like, that's what really dials down for all of us, that we're all capable of guarding 1 through 5, and then knowing that if we do need help down there, like we trust our teammates to come back and have our back as well.
And where does that stem from, just the triple threat aspect? Like, was that natural? Like, did that come like naturally? Did y'all build that as a team? Like,
we definitely built that. Like, where we were in preseason to where we are now, we are completely different. Like, we've improved so much, and like for our defense, like there's a lot of credit goes to Coach Bree. Like, she takes so much pride in her in our defense, and like all of that, like just being active, being in the gaps, hands up, like moving your feet, cross step, all of that, like that's all her, and like she definitely has all the credit to be given to her. And like obviously all the players who are in tune and wanting to listen and wanting to learn is like what also helps her, makes her job easier and makes our job easier. Like, as long as everyone's willing to communicate and listen and willing to learn and take on what's being handed to us from her. So yeah.
Funniest player on the team outside of yourself?
Ooh. Kool-Aid, yeah. I would say. Yeah. Liz is actually pretty funny as well. Oh, Jasmine's also very funny.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I would agree with all three of those. When you were growing up, did you idolize a player, or did you just strictly watch basketball? How much basketball did you watch? What players did you grow up looking for and wanting to maybe idolize your game after?
I mean, I watched a lot of basketball growing up, like just because my family would always have it on, and then like my brothers played, parents played. In terms of like a famous player, I mean, I enjoyed watching Sue Bird. I think she was a great player, good point guard. But then I think I had to go everywhere, and I watched my brother.
Yeah.
And he was a great role model for me. Like, he still plays for fun here and there, but like how I play, I think he played very similar in terms of being the point guard, and like he was a pest in defense. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I give him credit to a lot of my defense, because it was honestly him why I defend the way I do. So
you're awesome at it. And when you look at it from the other game, we had a game and broke down just like how your ability to get over top of a ball screen, what gives you that just like kind of eyes in the back of your head to know a ball screen's coming? Is that all from communication?
I mean, yeah, for sure. Like, I think I'm without the communication, then I'm probably getting drilled by those screens day in, day out. So it's obviously credit to my teammates and everyone on the bench yelling out that there's a screen coming left or right. And, like, I just have to get prepared to push through and get over those screens. So
yeah, you mentioned the possibility of playing overseas. Is that what you want to do next?
I do. I do want to, after coming back this year, I do want to see about playing overseas and where that might take me. So
yeah. What is the biggest key to finish this season strong? It's been a great start. How can EKU finish it strong?
I think just to keep coming in, pushing, pushing each other to be better. Like, obviously, we're 10-0 in conference right now, so, like, we have a target on our back. Like, every game isn't, from this day on, like, it's not going to be easy. Like, every team's wanting to be the first team to get to beat us, so we need to come in prepared, locked in every single day, day in, day out. Like, our record right now is 0-0. Like, we're just coming in, wanting to get the win. Yeah. It's a new game. It's a new day every day, so.
Yeah. And your ability and the team's ability to basically flip that script very easily, because last week, as we talked in the post-game interview, it was a very challenging road trip. I think a lot of teams would have come away with that trip with at least one loss.
Yeah.
The mental toughness has to be there too, and in addition to the talent, I think that's what a lot of people don't recognize, is you have to be mentally tough to play this game too.
Yeah.
When you get to that point and you're almost at the end of the regular season now, you're getting there to the final stages, nobody is really 100%. You've got your bruises and your pain. How do you fight through it to be able to play for those final games, and just what keeps you going, I guess? Is it what's coming up in the tournament in March?
Yeah, I mean, like, coming up, knowing that we want to win, like, that definitely is a big motivation. And I think just coming in and looking after our bodies, like, I think that's what's going to get us to the end. Like, yes, we can practice every day, get shots up and all of that, but, like, I think the importance of actually looking after our bodies, getting the right amount of sleep, eating well, recovery, all of that, like, that's definitely what's going to bring us all the way to the end, for sure.
I would argue that a 10-0 season is, or the 10-0 team is the easiest to, what am I trying to say here? Like, it's just, it's so hard to keep that going, just because you're the only team in the conference that has something to lose. Everybody else has already lost. They've already, you know, experienced what it feels like to lose in conference. I feel like that's such a big thing. Like, they're learning from their losses. So how do y'all learn from y'all's wins in the same way that everybody else is learning from their losses?
I mean, win or lose, we can win every game, but there's always something to learn from those wins. Like, in every possession of every game, there's a mistake in every possession.
Yeah.
So we're never playing a perfect game. Like, a lot of our games this year, like, we've come back from being down, and or like we've had a bad start. We've been terrible on defense. We had a rough offensive day. Like, there's always something to learn. So there's, whether we're winning or not, like, it's, every game is a learning experience.
And do you think your team's kind of adopted that same mindset, or is that
For sure. Like, I think our team has definitely come to realize, like, whether, just because we're winning doesn't mean we're perfect. Like, we all know that there's always something to work on, and I think everyone on from 1 through 12 all agree on that. Like, there's, like, today I'm sure we're going to work on something new and learn something new, just like we have every day.
Fun fact about you off the court that many may not know.
Ooh, fun fact.
Back on the spot. Putting you back on the spot.
What is a fun fact about me? Now I sound boring. That's, I can't even think of one. I enjoy to cook.
That's a good fact.
What kind of foods are we cooking?
I cook a lot of Asian food.
Okay.
Like stir-fried noodles, or like, I've made dumplings the other week before. So,
from scratch?
Not from scratch. Like, not the paste, not the paper from scratch, but, like, everything else, yeah.
Gotcha.
But
she is a food connoisseur, too.
Yeah, I'm... You had me at dumplings, honestly.
On road trips, she is putting it away. All right. Well, you look, as we start to wrap this up here, your time at EKU, hopefully it's still another month and a half, 2 months left in it. What do you want to pass on for your younger teammates? What do you want to kind of just, how do you want to leave your mark at EKU?
I mean, being here the last 3 years, I think I've played three very different roles on each team. And I think it's just, if I wanted to leave something, it's be having a positive mindset. Mm-hmm. Like, there might be days or teams like where you might not getting the minutes you want or getting playing with the people you want or getting coached how you thought. But I think just having an open mindset and like keeping that mindset positive, because I know it can be mentally tough, especially when you want to be playing and you're not, but just trying to keep pushing forward and know like there's you still have a role on the team, whether you're starting playing 40 minutes or you're sitting on the bench and playing zero minutes. Like, I came into this and my first year I started on the bench and like I didn't play as much as I hoped, but then now here I am my third year in, I'm starting and I'm playing a lot of minutes, but that like it, that doesn't matter. Like, I think me from that first year to now, like, it was, I got to where I was because of my mindset and how I was mentally. So I think just going through life and keeping a positive mindset, like, it might not be going for you good for you now, but like if you just keep pushing through and like keep working hard and earning, like, things will come and you'll get what you've deserved. So,
well, you embody EKU to a T, and we're so glad that you're at EKU, so glad that you're having a great season, team's having a great season. Let's keep it up.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I've enjoyed it.
Wes, I think you're forgetting one thing.
Yeah, we got the wheel. We got the wheel. We still got that. That's the final question.
Oh, my goodness.
We got the heavy. Here, I'll hold it.
Sure?
Yep. Nobody wants to see me. All right.
Ooh.
So we got a bunch of random questions here, and you get one spin, and whatever it is, you got to answer the question.
Okay.
So give it a spin.
What do you wish
you knew more about?
Ooh, what do I wish I knew? Honestly, taxes, because I just got my tax papers and that. I need to know more about that if I'm being
honest.
It is
coming up. Make sure you file.
That is not what I thought.
Of all the possible answers, that was not what I was expecting. No, no. But it is important.
Hey, it was very valid. It just came up and I had no idea. So
yeah, yeah. That's when you're calling somebody, I need help, please.
Exactly.
Yeah, I need help, please. All right, well, let's do one more spin. Let's go 2 for 3. Strangest job you've had?
Well, I haven't actually really had a real job in my life, if I'm being completely honest.
No, so. New question. That doesn't count.
So, the new question. All right, one more time.
We're hoping you get karaoke song.
Karaoke song?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Uno reverse.
So that you means, get to ask yeah. one of us a question.
One of you a
I
question.
I vote Wes.
What is something you wish you knew more about?
Oh, gosh. I could probably say taxes, too.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Where are the fun answers?
What would I want to learn more about? What would I want to know more about? I honestly don't know.
He knows everything already. That's all.
Yeah. Literally. when you know everything, what else is there? I mean, to know. No, I would probably say I want to know more about, like, how do I phrase it? More like the medical side of things. I want to know, like, what happens to your body when you, like, break a leg or.
Yeah.
Because I obviously know what happens, but, like, what's the rehab process? So,
yeah.
Like, I guess, like, pick an athletic trainer's brain, basically.
Gotcha. Okay, now ask me.
What do you want to know more about?
I want to know more about your thoughts about National Girls and Women in Sports Day.
Yeah, that's true. It's coming up.
Yeah, this week. How do you feel about being a female athlete in a sport that's, you know, has started to grow a little bit on the women's side, but is mostly predominantly just men?
I mean, I think being a woman in sports right now, it's so important. Like, I think there's so many young girls out there that look up to a lot of women's in sports right now. And that's just being for me to be someone that, like, a role model for these little kids, like, it's it means the world. Like, I'm the fact that people, some, there are people that look up to me, and like I'm able to show them what, like, what I can, what sports can do for me. And like, even like, I know a lot of like my coaches and female coaches who I've come across, and players, like, they do so much for me, and like, I'm like, I'm still learning from each and every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And like, the women in sports today is like, it's come so far in the more recent years as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's just so vital to like what we're trying to achieve in women's sports right now.
Yeah.
So. And just the popularity of women's sports, it continues to grow.
Yeah.
Day in and day out. I love that. I love that. Well, Tay, it's been a blast getting to talk to you again. And we're so glad you're at EKU, and best of luck to you and the rest of the team as we go into the rest of the regular season.
I appreciate it. Thank you guys for having me. I've enjoyed this so much.
There we go. All right. Thanks for tuning us in here on this podcast, the edition of the Kicking It with the Colonels podcast. Altea Cara Angeles, point guard for the EKU women's basketball team, is our guest today. Till next time, you've been kicking it with the Colonels.